Welcome to the Phys-Edagogy Podcast. We are podcasting live from the National PE Institute in 2015, Tuesday evening, and you know, we just had a great day of professional development, some amazing sessions. We just kicked off the first ever Phys-Ed Camp, and the sessions are going on right now, and it has just been a fabulous night. Right after this, we've got a demo slam coming up, and you're going to be hearing the interviews from everyone who just finishes a demo slam. So they're going to be talking a little bit about it, but we got the whole team here and just going to kind of pass that microphone around and everyone can give us their thoughts on today, a little bit about the PE Institute, whatever you guys feel like. But it's awesome. First time together as a group. So who wants the mic? Everyone points at Adam Howell.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So if you have not gone to the PE Institute yet, and this is my first time coming, you need to make it a priority to go. It is, what I can sum up for you, it's a pretty small conference, to be honest with you. There are 400 people here? Is it 400 people? 450 people here, so it's not a whole lot. And it just feels like a place that people come to learn. And it's the quality of the sessions and the learning that goes on and the keynotes that make you think is just been really powerful. And the Phys Ed Camp, I think we had 65 people or 70 people. Maybe start with 90 for block one. And let me tell you, never once in my teaching have I ever had things work as according to plan as the Phys Ed Camp did. We had the pitch for sessions, and we have lots of pictures we took, and we'll put those out. And then some elevator speeches, and then people broke off and, you know, voted with their two feet. And those who came were meant to be there. And it was really cool to watch and take photos.
Well, for me, the whole idea of a phys ed camp is something that I had never experienced before. But being here and seeing it, you know, happen as I'm here, it's just such an amazing experience because you have teachers who are voluntarily sharing their knowledge with other teachers. So it's teachers teaching teachers, which I think is extremely powerful. I just sat in on a session about having a family fitness night, and I learned so much. I'd been wanting to put on a family fitness night for years, and you know, now seeing that session, she just gave me so many ideas that I could, you know, take right away to my school and put on a fantastic family fitness night. So I'm just really enjoying the experience of the Phys Ed Camp, and I'm enjoying the experience of the PE Institute. This is a great event that I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to come to.
The PE Institute has just been fabulous so far. The opportunity to get together with the whole Phys-Edagogy crew and our Phys Ed Summit team with Bill Bode has been absolutely amazing. This is the first time I know Adam said that, the first time that we've actually all met together. And it's been super powerful. And we've just been all hanging out like we've known each other forever. Barbecue was awesome. Yes, it was. But it's really been a really neat experience. And just having the opportunity, you know, I have the opportunity to go to a few different conferences, or I have had the opportunity to go to a few different conferences this year. And, you know, at every conference you go to, there's always new people that you've been having conversations with on Twitter. But this is the conference that I think I've met the most people here from Twitter and Voxer and all the conversations that we have than anywhere else. And it's been a really neat experience. Andy Vasily in his keynote today asked everybody to stand up that, you know, was connected through or felt connected through social media. And I'd say probably almost 80%, if not higher, of the people in the audience stood up. And I just turned around and I was amazed. I was, wow. Like, that was really, really neat. So it's been really cool. And the Phys Ed Summit has been just, yeah, it went so smoothly. And not Phys Ed Summit.
Tight for that one. That's
scratch that part out. Phys Ed Camp. Oh, yeah. Okay, so shameless plug. Phys Ed Summit is on August 15th. So make sure you check that out. You can go to our website and see what's all happening. We have, if you RSVP, you can get the conference program. So that is August 15th at 8 a.m. Eastern time, so New York time. The Phys Ed Camp. It's been going absolutely amazing so far. And you know, the session pitches were happening, and I just looked at the whole group, and I just said, this is probably the coolest thing I've been a part of. And the people that stepped up to present, you know, kind of took that step of courage and just, they're asking, you know, how do you, you know, what do you want us to do? And just their, you know, the ability to share what they know. I wasn't expecting that many people to volunteer. So that was a really, really cool thing to see, and their willingness to be a part of this and stay after a super long day. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm really looking forward to the demo slam.
Thanks, Naomi. Yeah, I just have to agree with everything that's been said about the National Pea Institute. We'll start with that. It's just been, you know, everything that I wanted to be and more, without a doubt. You know, there's just getting a lot of different perspectives and different professional development than I've received at other conferences. So it was so worth the trip. And as Adam was saying, you know, if you haven't made it, you got to get here one of these years, without a doubt. As far as the phys ed camp, it's going really well, and it's everything that that we kind of were hoping that it would be. And I see a lot of opportunities for people to apply the learning that they're having within the classrooms, and just a lot of professional development that people want. So I'm just happy that we were able to pull it together. After the phys ed camp, or close to the conclusion of the phys ed camp, we're going to do a demo slam here in a few minutes. And Adam, could you fill us in a little bit on the demo slam and what exactly that is?
Slam! That's what it is. So the demo slam started at, that's right, live podcasting. You never know what's going to happen, including getting slammed. yeah. No, it's not my 2 minutes yet. Shape Seattle, Cowan and I kind of did a random impromptu demo slam. And basically what it is, it's quick sharing, and it's 2 minutes, and you can share anything. It can be a teaching strategy. It can be a technology tool. Whatever it is, it's 2 minutes, and you have 2 minutes to share it. And after you're done, you clap your hands and a gator chomp and say slam. And if you're not done within 2 minutes, the entire crowd there chomps their hands and says slam. That's kind of how it works, and it's a quick way to share, and that's basically it. Usually at the end of demo slams, you choose a demo slam winner. I don't think we're going to have one of those, but it is, am I talking too loud or? Okay. Oh, yeah, that's also a good thing. And it got so big at Shape Seattle that they actually had to shut us down because we were a fire hazard in the way. And so we have way more space in an appropriate place in a gym. So hopefully it works out well.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah Gitchier-Hartman at the PE Institute in Asheville. And I've attended a few physical education conferences, and the thing that I'm most excited about this experience is that it's been unlike any other experience I've ever had. And the passion that the teachers have and how much they're engaged in all of the activities is unlike any other thing I've seen. The conference is fairly small compared to other ones that I've attended, and that's what makes it so amazing, because you get to network with so many people who you don't get to see very often, people who you've never met and have now become your new friends. And there's just an instant connection between everyone and an instant feeling of inclusion and kind of like a phys ed family feeling. Probably my favorite experiences of the PE Institute have been being together with the phys edagogy team as an entire group for the first time, as well as having the opportunity to go to sessions where they weren't necessarily activity-based, but just sitting and learning from a high quality educator and hearing what they had to say and getting so much out of that. And I haven't really had that experience before.
Yeah, Artie's pretty cool that way. I think he'll let it all happen. So, yeah, I think just to close it up, I got to give a big thanks to Artie, you know, for putting on the PE Institute, for letting us, you know, throw out this crazy idea of running that first ever phys ed camp here, and of course for allowing us to do the demo slam. But amazing experience down here. Make sure you make a trip down to the National PE Institute, because there's nothing like it. And that's about all for me. We're going to be coming back here real soon with the participants from the demo slam. So really looking forward to it. And like I say, that'll be up next.
All right, we are back with the Phys Edagogy podcast, and the demo slam has officially started. We've got a nice group here, and we are also live on Periscope. Right now, Crystal Gorwitz is given a quick little slam here, and we're going to talk to her real soon. So as Matt added earlier, that everyone's got about 2 minutes to present just either a technology idea or maybe something that's active for your students to learn in your class. So it's a bunch of ideas really quick.
Hi, this is Crystal Gorwitz, and my Twitter handle is @clearlycrystal. And I just did a demo slam at the National PE Institute, and I did a brain booster called the four-letter word. And of course, I teach middle school, so I have to say it has to be school-appropriate four-letter word, because when they say you're going to do four-letter word, they're like, yes, we get to swear. No. So you face your partner, and you each have to have a four-letter word that's school-appropriate, and then you do a patty cake, crossing the midline also involved in this, and you say your letter, the person you're doing patty cake with says their letter at the same time. You have to guess the other person's four-letter word. They have to guess your four-letter word. Thank you from the PE Institute.
Awesome. Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Boy, that Crystal Gorwitz, she is just full of energy, enthusiasm, man. She is all over the place, presenting everywhere, always having a blast. Just love seeing her around. So awesome to have Crystal here. Glad that she was part of the Demo Slam. It was just awesome.
My name is Ron Malm, and my Twitter handle is RTM18_FF. And I know you're not supposed to use underscores, but I did, so get over it. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and I'm a former physical educator, and I work with teachers. And this is my second National PE Institute, and I'm kind of learning the ropes from the young guys, which is good to see, because for a long time, there hasn't been a lot of movement in physical education, and there is a lot of movement now, so it's really cool to see. It's cool to see the opening of ideas, and this is my first podcast, which is a little nerve-wracking, but that was my first demo slam, and I did that too. And I also got shut out for trying to put a pitch out there, so I got to get better at my pitch session. But otherwise, it's been fun, and I enjoy it, and I hope that this stuff continues, because this is what quality physical education is, and if we don't have it, we're not going to have it. So good luck.
Nice, Ron. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for everything that you do, too. So,
all right. I'm here with Terry Drain, who just did the Demo Slam. Here's the mic for her.
Oh, hi. I'm Terry Drain from Pleasanton, California. My Twitter handle is TerryDR99, and I shared a two-minute strategy for integrating the Common Core into instruction. So using informational text and our academic vocabulary, we did the Muscle Macarena. And if I can remember it, it goes biceps, triceps, deltoids, trapezius, pectorals, abdominals, latissimus, dorsi, glutes, hamstrings, quads, glutes. Well, a little nervous, sorry. Biceps, triceps, deltoids, trapezius, pectorals, abdominals, latissimus, dorsi, glutes, hamstrings, quads, gastrocnemius, hey, my muscles.
Awesome. All right. Well, that was Terry Drain, a fantastic physical education teacher from California. All right, I'm here with Skylar from Spikeball. He's going to tell us a little bit about what he did during the Demo Slam. Skylar?
So I did a brain break called the squat clap, and you get down and you squat, you know, with your partner, you're holding hands, and you clap 1, 2, and you count all the way to 10 going top to bottom. Then you go doubles, and then you make some kind of variation where it's singles and then doubles. You're switching hands each time, you're crossing the midline, you're down in a squat position, and it gets heart rate pumping, and, you know, it's something that you can do in your classroom real quick, real easy, wherever you are.
Dude, that was awesome. They were laughing like crazy out there. They had a blast with it. So nice work, and thanks for joining us on the Demo Slam.
Absolutely, Demo Slam.
Boom.
All right, we are here with Cheryl Wardell, an awesome physical education teacher from my home state in Oregon. Cheryl, tell us what you did in the Demo Slam.
I did the dance jump. It's by Christopher Roaflex Tyler. It's great for little kids because kindergartners can do it, and the older kids like it too.
Yeah, not only did the older kids like it, you had a bunch of 20 to 50-year-olds dancing like crazy out there. But everyone wanted to know like what that song was and where they could find it, which is cool too. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
hey, I got Lynn Burrows coming over here. She got slammed, but it was because it was an awesome tool. Yeah, she's joining us from Colorado all the way out here at the National PE Institute. So I'm going to hand it over to Lynn.
Yeah, I got that big slam. Are you posing a question?
So what did you, tell us what you did. What were you working on over
there? I took a huge risk. Like I asked my kids to take every day. Like I got all nervous in my stomach and my voice got a little bit higher and I took a huge risk and shared an idea of Quizlet.
Awesome.
Hey, Quizlet is an awesome resource. So everyone got that. Everybody knows that. Slammed or not, you helped. All right. Thanks for joining us at the National PE Institute and the Demo Slam.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Awesome. All right. We're here with Mike Payne, who's going to tell us what he did during the Demo Slam. Go ahead, Mike.
I coach soccer. So one of the things we talk about is speed of play for soccer and getting the kids to get their heads up before they get the ball. And so I did a little game where they number off between one and whatever your group is, four, five, six. And what they do is they have to pass the ball in order, like one passes to two, two passes to three. So you start out simple, talk about the layers. And then the next one we go to where they have to, before they receive the ball, they have to point to where they're going next. So it forces the kid to look up before they get it to where the ball's going. And you can have it fun. You can have a contest of to see who could get through the numbers quickest, or you can also have a signal where they go the opposite order. And it makes the kid fun, game fun. You can add different equipment. We do it with soccer. We do it with handball and basketball and every sport.
Nice. All right, great stuff. Thanks for being part of the Demo Slam, man. It was awesome. Like, seriously, there were 50 adults over there running around, throwing balls all around the gym.
Awesome.
It was exactly what you're looking for in your class, where you're moving and learning and doing all that stuff. So,
thank you guys for having us. This is really great. So thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Mike. All right, Dan Immons just waiting around here. All right, he just got done with that Demo Slam. I missed it. We were in the middle of an interview. But I know Dan, man. I know it was great.
So mine was basically just talking about the Burp It On Challenge. It was started by some kids at Deseronda, and I hope I said that right, elementary up in Canada, fifth and sixth graders. Basically, you do a bunch of burpees, a bunch of jumping jacks, run a bit, and it's just a way that we did this year. We got together, I think it was three countries, like 14 states here in the U.S., just had a competition. So, and it was awesome, just a way to get involved globally and socially, and my kids did it recess, during their indoor recess. The teachers got into it. It was awesome. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet. And who does not like burpees? I mean, I want to do them all day. So, fantastic. Thanks, Dan.
Dude, I think that's hit over, what, 250 different schools, something along those? Yeah, 253. And I can't even remember how many countries and continents. But, I mean, that thing is going across the globe. So, exactly. Very cool. Thanks for sharing one more time.
Thanks, guys. Do y'all take it easy.
All right, man.
Hi, I'm Claudia. I'm from Massachusetts, and I shared my classroom management system of hiring students to do jobs in my classroom and then paying them actual health or PE money and using that to have a wild auction of spending at the end of the semester. That's it.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great professional development, a great positive reinforcement tool. So thanks for sharing. Have a good day. Okay, we're here with Jorge Rodriguez, and he didn't do a Demo Slam, but he's here right now, and we're going to talk about VoxCast right now because he's awesome and he does such a great job.
Yeah, man, he's just checking out our podcast and seeing how things are going, and he's a champion, and the VoxCast is really cool. So I just wanted to give him a shout-out, and here's Jorge.
Yeah, so I just wanted to come by and see their setup, and they got some amazing stuff going on. We do the VoxCast podcast. That's another podcast that we do. It's all physical education teachers, all in the realm of education. And actually, the Phys Edagogy team did the VoxCast recently, and that should be coming out in the next couple weeks. So excited about that. But you guys are awesome. Keep on doing what you're doing. You guys are rocking. So awesome.
Thanks, man, for being here at the National PE Institute and joining us. And, man, what a great day of learning. So I'm pumped with it.
All right, we're here with Joe Bailey. Joe, can you tell us a little bit about what you shared in the Demo Slam and what you shared at the Phys Ed Camp tonight?
Okay, the Demo Slam, I just did an A to Z warm-up, or A to Z warm-up, which is where you challenge your students to come up with a different action for every letter of the alphabet. They can be as creative as they want to be. And I normally do it for like 10 or 15 seconds, depending on the time we have. And at the end, I have them all come together and write their ideas on the whiteboard. And you can use them again and again and again, but it gives the students lots of different choices and a lot of ownership with what they want to do for their warm-up, and they come up with some pretty creative ideas as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here. You have such awesome ideas, and it's just so great that you could be here and do both. So thanks for stopping by.
Doing this for everyone.
All right, I'm here with Ben Landers. Ben, you just shared at the Demo Slam. Tell us what you did, man.
I was just sharing about a cool poster that I use in my gym. It's called the Conflict Corner poster. And basically the rule is that when kids have conflicts, instead of coming to tattletale on you about somebody not following a rule or something like that, first they have to take the student they have a conflict with, go over to the corner and try to resolve it. And then after that, when they go through those six steps, you could come and help them. So it's just saved me a lot of time. It's a great management tool. If you want a free download of the poster, you can check out my blog, thepespecialist.com. It's on the resources page. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Ben, and sharing that. That's great. And
man, Alex O'Brien is right here. Talk about a guy with an awesome attitude and just ready to rock like everything. He's cranked out some really awesome videos at the National PE Institute. So I'm gonna hand it over to Alex here.
Oh well, thanks. I appreciate it. It's been first class high dollar here at the PE Institute. Yet you have a collaboration with some of the best minds in the business. And the cool thing about this is it's 7 p.m. We've been here since almost 7 a.m. and we're still rolling. We got a bunch of people just out here chilling. They're ready to soak in the knowledge. They're ready to collaborate, ready to share ideas, and at the end of the day, ready to change the world. Thanks, guys.
Kids always win, man. That's the saying we always use. You know what? Four of us were standing around and four of us had goosebumps.
All right, we're here with Nick Spencer. Nick, you just did an awesome demo slam. Tell us about that and anything else, buddy.
Oh, it's awesome. This is phys ed camp is amazing because you get to share these great ideas with people and you get to get feedback from individuals from the same profession as you. Also with the demo slam, it's amazing. You get these quick ideas that are really fast and easy and you get to share with other people. Really, truly amazing to be out here with all these individuals. My Twitter handle, at PE_Life_Spencer. Check me out, follow me, and I can help you out with anything I can.
Man, I had an awesome student growth session and just collecting data too at phys ed camp, and it was packed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were talking about the iPad app Idaseo, great for collecting student data, using videos to show growth and everything, so you can also create supplemental report cards for parents and administration.
Nice stuff, man. Thanks for being here.
All right, we're here with Doug Sluter. Hey, tell us a little bit about the Demo Slam and anything else from tonight.
Well, what we're demonstrating is Diablos. It's a circus kind of prop. It's a manipulative prop where you get it going, spinning like a yo-yo. And it's a quick learning curve for the kids. If they were to choose between learning how to juggle and learning how to do Diablo, they'll probably reach for the Diablo first. And there's quick early success to be able to keep them going and doing more tricks.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing. I know my students have them as well, and it's super engaging, and it's a blast. I love it. All right, we're here with Adam. Adam Howell, the man. Hey, Adam, tell us, wrap this thing up. How did it go, man?
It was awesome. Slam!
Man, a few words, but the words he says are brilliant.
One, two, three.
Slam! Damn.